This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
Hey, and we want to thank everybody, and I mean everybody, who came out and made our dinner just recently here last week such a big success. And each year we put a lot of work into planning that, and it's such a great feeling when people show up and have a good time. And everybody did last week, and they were very generous in their support of Catholic Radio too, so we want to thank them for that. And also want to thank all of the volunteers. Boy, we could not do it. Our staff is so tiny here, we could hardly begin to plan an event like that without a lot of volunteers stepping forward and helping us out. And a special thanks to my wife, Sharon, who came in many, many a day to help make things work. But a lot of other volunteers as well. Thank you very much. We needed them all. Thank the businesses who donated things that we used for our silent auction. Also want to thank Franciscan Health. They stepped up to the plate and helped underwrite the cost of the dinner this year, as did Gemco Constructors, as did Marion University. So those,
that's awesome.
Thank you to those businesses in a special way. And just to everybody, it was a great event, and we're going to pick out a date for next year, and we'll let you know in plenty of time because we want to see you again next year. But thanks to everybody for making our dinner such a success.
Well, really, one of the missions that we are about here at Catholic Radio is really bringing the gospel to everyone and over the radio waves. And our guest today, Jacob Burns, is also kind of doing that in his own way. He is a missionary. We're all missionaries here, Jim, right?
Absolutely.
But our guest, Jacob Burns, is a missionary. He is a varsity Catholic missionary. So welcome to Faith in Action, Jacob.
Thank you guys very much for having me. I'm glad to be here and tell you all what I'm doing with the Fellowship of Catholic University Students.
And I can't wait to hear about this because this is, this is a new program, and I'm familiar with Focus. Maybe let's talk about Focus first. You just mentioned it, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. What is that organization?
Yeah, so we actually started on the college campus of Benedictine in 21 years ago. So we've since expanded from four missionaries on the college campus to now over 730 missionaries on 164 different campuses and actually in eight parishes. So we've been growing pretty quickly. I'm just happy to be a part of it and what I'm doing, trying to bring Christ to the college campus, specifically to the students on the college campus.
So you're on, you're at Ball State, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Now, how did you get connected with Focus to begin with, which is the umbrella organization? Then we'll talk specifically about the role that you're in. How did you get connected with Focus?
Yeah, so I actually have a little bit of a conversion story. I didn't convert, but I was not into my faith, and I was searching for God. And I just knew I needed to, like, go to daily Mass. So I went to daily Mass, and then I didn't have that Focus encounter. But I knew there was a next step past that, and I was going to Adoration, the Blessed Sacrament, with Jesus. And I go there one night, and I go sit in the pew, and a Focus missionary, his name's Joel Sarmiento, he comes and sits right next to me, and I'm in my head, I'm kind of fighting it. I'm like, oh no, he's going to talk to me, he's going to invite me into a relationship, mm-hmm. and out of all of the sins that I was still holding on to,
mm-hmm.
And this is like exactly what he did. He introduced me to some of the friends that would be friends for the rest of my life, and then to the community that could like hold me accountable, and lift me higher, and like give me the great call of discipleship that we're all called to. So changed my life, and the people in Focus and the Newman community at Ball State have definitely been a part of that as well.
I tell you, the people involved in Focus are such great people, and they're so dedicated. Where I first encountered it was at the Indiana State Fair here, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. I was wandering around the fairgrounds, and I sat on a bench just to catch my breath, cool off a little bit. Person next to me happened to be from Focus.
Oh my gosh, really? I've never heard this story.
And I don't know how we got to talking about Focus in the Catholic faith.
That is awesome.
It is. And not in a pushy way at all. It wasn't any, you know, they weren't out to get me or anything like that, but they surely weren't bashful about talking about their faith either.
And that's so that's so awesome. And I mean, when you were in Adoration, did you feel like the Holy Spirit was like maybe talking to you about these things, and you just thought that the person next to you was going to say that, or what?
I just had this feeling, because I had seen the focus missionaries around.
Uh-huh.
But like the place where I was at my faith, I wasn't really searching for community until like I was ready for it. So I kind of had been avoiding the missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
So like I knew who he was, but didn't know who he was. Like I knew who focus was, but didn't know who they were.
Uh-huh.
So I've been avoiding them. So when I sat down, like I was like, oh no, he's going to talk to me. And I think that was like his plan all along, was to invite me into a relationship, like particularly like authentic friendship, like with him and with the community. But more so like divine intimacy, which is like relationship with God. So that's really what focus tries to do, is to do those two things and then give you that really like high call to let Christ disciple you, but also like the missionaries and the community to disciple you as well. So then you can go out, therefore, and disciple others to grow the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's what we're all supposed to be doing. We're talking with Jacob Burns. He is a Varsity Catholic missionary. So now I want you to talk. I've never even heard of Varsity Catholic. What is Varsity Catholic and what is a Varsity Catholic missionary?
So we have normal missionaries. We have like Greek missionaries that reach out to the Greek students on campus, but then we have Varsity Catholic as well.
Okay.
What Varsity Catholic does is we reach out to the athletes on the college campus. And we do that in many different ways, but like the goal is to maybe start a Bible study or just invite those people into relationship with us, like, and God, into a community, like, at our church at the college campus.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can build them up and send them out to bring other people towards Christ. So this year, I hopefully will start a Bible study on the football team here at Ball State and hopefully build relationships with some of the players where I potentially can disciple them and deeply invest in a few of them, so where I can actually call them to go invest in others and grow the kingdom of God.
Okay, so are you, what year are you? Are you in college right now? Because I know some missionaries that work on the campus are out of college that have already graduated. Where are you in your college career?
So most focused missionaries graduate in May, and then they begin becoming a missionary the following year in the fall.
Okay.
But I actually won't graduate until this December.
Okay.
So I'm a part-time missionary and a part-time student right now. So I'll finish my last two classes while being at the same time as involved as I possibly can be in the community and with the athletes and with the students and my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
But in the spring, Focus will send me anywhere in the country, and I'm super excited to see where God and Focus is leading me and where He wants me to be so I can save souls.
So you don't get a lot of say in that? I mean, they say, here's where we need somebody, and that's where you go?
Yes, like, so there's a priority list, and the first priority is, like, where am I needed, and the second is, like, fit. So, like, they're not going to send me a place where I wouldn't fit at all,
mm-hmm.
But, like, at the same time, like, if I'm needed so much so, like, that they need the help of another missionary in order to, like, bring more students to God, then, like, I'll be sent there, and that's the number one priority.
I'm really curious about the sport. Okay, now, so it's Varsity Catholic missionary. I mean, mm-hmm. This is a sporting, inspiring student athletes. So are the athletes on the actual team of, you know, is this intramurals or is this like the Ball State or the Purdue or the IU, like certain actual team? Does that make sense?
Yes. So both. We're looking for all athletes.
Okay.
But mainly we would like to be reaching out to the athletes of, like, the varsity sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, like, just because, like, they possess a platform where they can reach more people.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, like, I want to be reaching out to the football athletes. And that's due in part to a few things. One being, like, of my high school football experience. I can relate to the athletes on campus, and I already have relationships with some of the football players. And like I said, they possess a platform where maybe, like, my investment in them, they can go invest in others. And hopefully, big goals, we'll see what God does because it's all His plan, and He can change any way He wants. But big goals are to invest in the football team, and hopefully they can change the dynamic of the football team themselves, like with my investment, and hopefully the dynamic of the campus. We'll see where God works in that, though.
Okay. Is the varsity program a new aspect of Focus, or has it been around for a long time?
Oh, the Varsity Catholic has been around for, since 2007. It actually started on the campus in Nebraska-Lincoln. But they've been on Ball State's campus for 5 years now. And we actually have 197 Varsity Catholic missionaries, and they're on 146 campuses. And they're on a bunch of big-name campuses, like I said, Nebraska, and other ones are like USC, LSU, and Texas. So we have a pretty cool footprint on some really prolific programs across the country.
So I want to talk a little bit more about the sport. Okay, so your sport is football. Is that right?
I played collegiate lacrosse, but okay. The athletes I want to be reaching out to are the football players because of, like, the connections that I've made. And lacrosse is no longer a sport at Ball State.
Okay.
That's why I don't play. Otherwise, I would still be playing.
Oh, okay.
I love it. But, yeah, my experience makes me relatable to the football players currently.
So how do you exactly connect with the football players? Like, do you go to their practices, or how do you connect with them? How do you make the introduction, I guess, or...
So actually, I'm already making the connection. One of our parishioners here at St. Francis, the Catholic Church that we work in tandem with, is a offensive coordinator for the football team. And
oh.
We've been in communication, and eventually we're going to sit down one-on-one, and I kind of want to share my vision that I have for the year, and the vision that I think God has for the athletes on his football team. And hopefully through that, we can have a conversation, kind of brainstorm and bounce ideas off each other, where we can see, like, how I can be inputted into their football community and call them to, like, a higher relationship, like, with God, and make them realize, like, football is great, but it's not, like, the end-all be-all for, like, their dignity as a person. Like, they're beloved sons of God, and we need to, like, show them that so they can show that eventually to others.
Now, are there particular skills or particular background or education that you have to have to become a focus minister and then the sports varsity minister,
varsity
person?
Catholic, yeah.
Well, there's certain things that we want missionaries to possess and disciples to possess to become a disciple. In order for us to invest in them, like, deeply, like, we want to invite everyone into community, but in order to invest into somebody deeply, we want that disciple to be faithful, like, withholding all the truths of the church, like, going to the church on Sunday, like, meeting all of their obligations. And then second, we want them to be available, like, putting Jesus and, like, their involvement, like, in the church, like, a priority. And then the third one is being contagious. And that doesn't always mean, but it can mean being super joyful and, like, energetic and extroverted, but also just, like, living imitatable life in a Christ-like life that people, like, want to be a part of it. And then the last piece being is, like, teachable. So can you be coached in a way where you can be molded into the leader that you can be? And, like, how God can, like, change you and make you a greater person. And then specifically, like, outside of just being a disciple, how you become a varsity Catholic missionary is you don't have to have any sports experience previously, but it definitely does help you being more relatable. Like, if I had never, ever played football in my life and didn't understand anything, I might not be able to connect with the football players like I do. But I played 4 years of football in high school, won a couple state championships, so hopefully, like, my past experience can, like, I can be able to communicate and relate to, like, the problems of being a student athlete and all the things that they're facing, and it kind of turn them towards Christ in that.
Well, this is a really interesting topic. We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jason Burns, varsity Catholic missionary at Ball State. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Eyre, and our guest today is Jacob Burns. He is a varsity Catholic missionary. And one thing I forgot to ask about Jacob is that, how did you determine between which type of a missionary you wanted to be, a regular focus missionary or a varsity Catholic missionary? How did you make that determination?
So I actually, it was always something I've always wanted to be involved in with sports.
Mm-hmm.
And once I stopped playing lacrosse, at Ball State, I saw this as an opportunity actually to continue my involvement with the sports program at Ball State, and I had enough relationships already created, like, on the football team, where I saw, like, how God me being like a varsity Catholic missionary, could he use me like to the best of my ability, especially like all the experiences I've had with sports. And like last year I worked for the football program, like being kind of a like halftime entertainment. Like I've always wanted to be involved with the athletes on campus, but particularly the football players, where I've made connections, where it just made sense, like where my gifts and where my experience was leading me towards being like a varsity Catholic missionary.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Wow. Now, I understand that you took some type of, I know you're a missionary, but you took a mission trip, and that's actually, you actually went overseas, is that right? Where did you go?
I went to Trinidad and Tobago. It was beautiful.
Where is that? I don't even know where
at. It's actually, like, you can literally, if you're on the mountaintop, you can see Venezuela from, like, the top of the mountaintop. That's how close it is to Venezuela.
Oh, but, wow.
It's off the northeastern coast of South America.
Okay.
So it's kind of, like, between Cuba and, like, South America on the right-hand side in the Caribbean Sea.
Okay, that was a great description. I thought that's where it was in the vicinity, but I figured I'd ask since you'd know. So what? How did you happen to do that? I didn't even know that Focus was doing that. Was that obviously with Focus, right?
Yep, that was with Focus.
What did you do when you were there? What was the purpose of that trip?
So when we were there, we did a couple of different things. But the first couple of days, on Monday and Tuesday, we were actually at a Catholic school in Trinidad and Tobago, like with young kids. I think it was between kindergarten to maybe eighth grade. And what we would do is every day we begin like in prayer, like with the students, whether it be like a rosary or just like opening up and inviting the Holy Spirit like into the area. And after like we'd have a little bit of prayer and like introductions, we'd be assigned a group, and usually two of us students, me being a student leader at the time because I wasn't a missionary yet, we would take the students that were there and we'd take them out and we'd teach them a sport and we'd just like invite them to understand like how God and Jesus can be incorporated into their sport and how like they can be called to something higher like in their sport. So maybe that would mean we'd like talk about a virtue and like how you can live that virtue like while playing your sport. Or maybe that would mean like just asking a younger group of kids like who Jesus is to them, and they would say some of the cutest things because mm-hmm. they'd be like, they understand Jesus in such a way, in such a beautiful way, like being childlike but not childish, where they're just like, Jesus is my best friend, or Jesus is like the Son of God, like such profound but amazing and such loving answers mm-hmm. That really just like showed me like how I can be like a child of God.
Wow, what a great experience. And one thing I wanna mention, and I think that's a really big emphasis, or at least that's what I gathered from looking at your webpage, with the importance of Catholic identity for student athletes. Could you talk a little bit about what that means and why that is important?
So what I think Catholic identity is maybe not always being super boisterous about your Catholic identity, but always letting somebody know, like within the first few minutes, maybe not saying it out loud, but like we always want people to know that like we're somebody different. Like there's something different about us.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully through like them encountering us, they can like encounter Christ through that. And hopefully like down the line, like when it's appropriate and when it's organic, bringing Jesus into the conversation. Sometimes that does mean we bring Jesus up right away.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of a situation we prayerfully discern like in the moment. But just being like as organic as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We're not necessarily after numbers. We're just after like the most authentic friendship that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus can be invited like into that relationship.
And I think, you know, something that came to mind when I thought about Catholic identity and student athletes is that I think as an athlete, it's really easy, and you know this probably from your own experience, that it's really easy to be all about the sport, that my worth is only, I'm only worth something if I'm good at this sport. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
And how Focus or Varsity Catholic Missionary kind of changes that mentality or kind of tweaks that a bit to I'm worth something because I'm a child of God. Is that something that you try to emphasize or animate or articulate to people that you talk to?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something I try to communicate to these athletes this year. I don't know exactly like how it will be done,
mm-hmm.
but it'll be my goal to invite them to like make Jesus a priority in their lives, because I'm sure from my own experience of being an athlete, like they are living, eating, and sleeping football right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can incorporate and, like, let their identity be in Christ, it won't be as stressful, and they can rely on God, like, for their happiness at all times. Because I know in my experience that maybe I put my worth, like, in my sport and, like, the day-to-day of how well I did in practice or how well I did in that game. But if we can, like, create a reliance on Jesus in every moment, mm-hmm. I know that's, like, the only thing that we need to sustain us. These athletes can, like, just be contagious and, like, bring people into that community because of how contagious they're being and how Christ-like they, like, come off as.
Now, you're with a Catholic organization, but are you dealing with only Catholic athletes, too, or everybody?
No, not at all, actually. We want to invite everyone into the community. We do like to disciple Catholics because they understand, like, the belief system.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, that's not, like, a priority. Like, I discipled myself this year, a non-Catholic. But at the same time, like, he was never baptized. So, like, our number one goal is to bring people into relationship with Jesus. And, like, it is a goal to make everyone Catholic and make them a very well, like, practicing Catholic. But, like, the number one goal is, like, just, like, bring Christian values to these people because they may not have ever been introduced to somebody that is, like has a zeal for another person's soul. So if we can create, like, zeal for other people's soul, mm-hmm. Like, Christ is in that so much, then, like, maybe and hopefully they'll understand the truth of the Catholic faith. Because that's, like, an eventual goal and, like, the highest goal, but at the same time, like, relationship with Jesus is the first goal.
So we have about roughly 5 minutes left, and I want to talk about some of the unique challenges that Catholic athletes face or that athletes face. It's different than, I mean, you know, than maybe someone else. You want to talk about some of the challenges that are facing athletes in the college campus area?
I think just the biggest challenge is the challenge to perform and, like, how every single movement that they make is being judged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very difficult for them to put their worth in Christ because they're being told every single moment of their lives that their worth is, like, how they played, like, maybe even specifically, like, in that play, like, in that moment, in that quarter, in that game,
mm-hmm.
Where, like, everything is about the sport and less about, like, their identity. And they've shifted their, like, the sports world has, like, shifted that identity. The identity, like, is the sport, and the identity is, like, maybe less of the person. And focus, like, wants to recreate, like, these athletes' identities. And, like, if they've lost it, you know, there's some people out there that have just done amazing things, like, as portraying their Catholic identity. But if we can help create that for all athletes, like, that would be super amazing.
So you've talked a little bit about this, but what are some of the ways that you specifically or Varsity Catholic tries to support these athletes?
So the first thing that, like, we're called to as missionaries is, like, being, like, radically available for these students.
Okay, what does that mean? What does that mean exactly?
So, like, that could be defined in, like, so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if an athlete needs help studying for a business test, like, I could help them with that. I probably mm-hmm. could not help them out with a math test because I'm not good at math.
Me either.
But I definitely, like, would help him in any way that, like, I can be available to him and, like, I can grow him in that moment. So also if that means, like, he needs me there, like, emotionally, like, he's in a bad place and he's calling me at 12 a.m. at night,
mm-hmm.
Like, I'm called to, like, answer that phone because I'm called to be, like, radically available for these students.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people haven't experienced, like, that authentic friendship in their life.
Yeah.
It may have been, like, more utilitarian, like, how can I use this person for my own gain?
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, in the sports world, a lot of people are looking out for themselves. So if we can create, like, a selfless society, like, within their sport, like, Jesus is just so easily introduced. Like, when you're being called to, like, serve others as opposed to yourself.
How many kids or how many young people do you mentor or mission or are you have as mission or disciples, I guess, at one point? Sorry, I can't talk right now.
You're fine. So this past year, I discipled 2 people, like, as a student.
Okay.
So I'm still part-time missionary, part-time student this year. So I don't know exactly, like, what it will look like. I retained 1 disciple this year and the other 1 graduated. So it will be my goal this year, at least. Hopefully, we'll see where Jesus wants me at exactly, but I'm hoping to have maybe 2 more disciples, so a total of 3. And I want to have a Bible study, like, on the football team, and also have my own Bible study already. So my current goals, and it's different for every missionary, but my goals are to maybe get a disciple from the football team, maybe two, or maybe from another sport. We'll see where Jesus takes me. But definitely, like, hopefully create a Bible study in the football team. Definitely, like, continue to invest in my disciple that I currently already have. And also just be open to where God is leading me throughout the entire year.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of really good plans for the year. Is there anything in particular you're really looking forward to that just really sticks out?
I think I'm just ready to, like, encounter the students and be more available than I have, like, in the previous years, like, only having two classes. And, like, also having the training that I had through Focus.
Mm-hmm.
Focus has, like, the most amazing training that I've ever been through. So I just feel so prepared and ready to go out onto the campus and evangelize and, like, share, like, Jesus' name and his mission with these students. In particular, like, I have a few people, but mainly, like, my disciple, Kevin. I'm just so excited to, like, dive deeper into a relationship with him. So we had such a great year and a great relationship, like, that was being created last year. And him being only a sophomore, I'm so excited to see, like, what Jesus wants to do with his life and, like, how I can be a part of that and push him towards, like, his vocation for the rest of his life.
Well, I think Jim and I have gotten really excited just by your excitement. So you're definitely being contagious. For those people who want to learn more about the organization Focus, where can they go to get that information? Do you have a website?
Absolutely. You can go on to www.focus.org. That is our homepage. And we have many different, like, areas you can go into. Like, we have mission trips. We are in, like, over, I think, 150 different countries. We're the second biggest mission trip organization in the world. So definitely, like, an avenue for, like, Catholic conferences. We had 17,000 people come to our Sikh conference this year in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And it will also be in Phoenix. And we bounce off every year. So, like, last year was Sikh, and this year will be SLS in Phoenix this year. So we have conferences, we have mission trips, and we're on, like I said, 164 campuses. So I would just invite everyone to go look at our website, see if we're on a campus near you, and see how, like, you can invite yourself into a relationship with God.
So again, that is Focus, www.focus.org. And our guest today has been Jacob Burns, Varsity Catholic Missionary from Ball State. Thanks so much for being our guest. Jacob, God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.